The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I, for one, cannot thank you enough for your fantastic response to our outstretched hands last week during the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. It's because of you that Relevant Radio keeps on doing what it's doing. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, August 23rd, 2021, Monday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And it's the optional memorial of St. Rose of Lima, born in 1586, to parents of Spanish descent in Lima, Peru. When her parents fell into financial trouble, she worked in the garden all day and sewed all night. 10 years of struggle against her parents began when they tried to make her marry. They refused to let her enter a convent, so she joined the Third Order of St. Dominic. During the last few years of Rose's life, she set up a room in the house where she cared for homeless children, the elderly, and the sick. This was a beginning of social services in Peru. When Rose died at 31, the city turned out for her funeral. Prominent men took turns carrying her coffin. St. Rose of Lima died in 1617. St. Rose, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for the Church that she may receive from the Holy Spirit the grace and strength to reform herself in the light of the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. When someone you love gives you a very nice gift, a nice pair of earrings for a girl, a bow tie or cufflinks for a guy, what's the first thing that you do the next time that you meet them? But of course, you wear it so that the next time you meet, they can see, look, this person is wearing those earrings, or this guy is wearing that bow tie. And so we are showing our gratitude by just wearing the gift, or if it's something that you use, somebody was kind enough to give you a new phone, well, then you might send them a text from the phone saying, hi, just sending you a message from this lovely new phone that you gave me. But of course, if you were to throw the earrings in the bin, or burn the bow tie, or not even take the phone out of the box, and that friend of yours found out, what would they think? Well, we see actually how Jesus speaks about this in the parable of the talents. Remember the men who received 10 talents, a talent being a weight of precious metal, so basically like money. So one receiving 10, another receiving 5, and another person receiving 1. And the master is very happy with the person who uses these talents, trading and making more money from these talents. But the master is not at all happy with the fellow who just went and dug a hole and put the talent in, the one talent, put it in the ground. Because that's a kind of an insult to the person who gave the gift, like the phone left in the box or the earrings thrown in the bin. We're not using or wearing or appreciating this great gift. And something, we'll see in a moment how this relates to today's gospel, something similar applies between you and me and God. We give God thanks and honor by using the gifts that he has given us. And of course, God has given us so many gifts. Our family, our faith, the education that we've received, our talents in the sense of a musical ability, or a person who's very good at languages or telling jokes, whatever, that's a talent that God has given you. Even just being alive. Just being alive is this great gift that God has given us. And by living life to the full, in the good sense, we are giving glory to God. There was one of the early Christian writers, there's a famous line where he says, "The glory of God is man fully alive." So really taking this wonderful gift and saying, "Thank you, Lord, this wonderful gift. I do not want to bury it in a hole in the ground. I want to use this wonderful gift that you have given me." Well, there is one gift which is particularly special. And in a way, I think we could say it's a greater gift than nearly any other gift that God has given you. And that is the gift of your intelligence. Intelligence, the ability of the mind to see, to recognize truths and also untruth, or lies, or things that are false. We all know that aha feeling when we've been thinking about something, maybe a puzzle or something that somebody has explained to us, but we haven't quite grasped, or even something we're trying to, in our studies, we're trying to just grapple with. And then the famous eureka moment, I've worked it out. And it gives us a kind of thrill, aha moment. I see it, a new truth. And it's a very nice feeling. And this is part of that great gift of intelligence that God has given to all of us. This special spark, which is very different from other gifts because it is in fact a spark coming from God's own intelligence. In other words, that God is giving you a special share in a capacity that he has. We don't really say God, for example, plays the piano or sings songs, because really you have to have circumstances. And God in heaven is not really playing the piano. So if you've got the talent of being a great piano player, it's not really that you share in God's capacity to play the piano. But in our intelligence, yes, I have a share in your intelligence, Lord. Your capacity, not just to see truth, but be truth. And we have a little spark, as they often say, a spark of that divine intelligence. And we are unique in having it. You may have animals that you love, a pet cat, for example, but you won't find a pet cat looking at you pensively over days, or suddenly shouting out, "Eureka! Now I know what it's all about." Your pet cat, and they won't even say it, they'll just kind of make you know that they want you to pet them or feed them or pet them again and again and again. And that's kind of it. Your tabby will never say to you, "Now I know there must be a God," for instance. But we, with this wonderful gift of intelligence, yes, we can see those things. And that's where it ties up with today's gospel. Is in today's gospel, it's a kind of one of these gospels where our Lord is kind of harsh, in this case, with certain Pharisees. And we're told how Jesus calls them, not just once, but several times, blind, hypocrites, and even fools. And the one line that we look at here is where Jesus says, "Alas for you blind guides, you who say, if a man swears by the temple, it has no force. But if a man swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound." Fools and blind. So it's kind of, it looks harsh. It sounds harsh, Lord. help us to understand the meaning of this, because otherwise we could come away with the impression that, Lord, you're just being very rough on these Pharisees who are hypocrites, fair enough. But what our Lord is showing us, and even in that one kind of line where they're saying, and they say, the Lord is obviously saying to people, if you swear by the gold of the temple, that's very serious. If you swear by the temple itself, that doesn't really mean very much. And our Lord is saying to them very clearly, look, that is stupid. The gold is nothing. It's the temple that matters. And it is very stupid. It's a stupid thing to say. Obviously, the temple is what makes the gold sacred. This gold is just metal. And they've become stupid in that way because they're full of avarice. In a certain way, they have come to worship gold and so think, which is very stupid, that gold is more sacred than a temple. And so our Lord rebukes them for that. Because in fact, it's their bad hearts that has made them blind and foolish. So let's ask Jesus in this time of prayer, help me to really use the gift of intelligence that he's given me. Let us show God how much we appreciate this gift by using it. I mean, by thinking about things, reflecting on them. Look at the starry sky and think about it. You look at your cat and think about these wonderful creatures that God has given us. They're all wonderful mysteries, in fact. We see Our Lady was very reflective, always very thoughtful, and we're told by St. Luke explicitly, twice, and he uses the same phrase, how at the birth of Jesus in Nazareth, she was like that. Sorry, birth in Bethlehem, of course. And then in the temple, when Jesus was found in the temple 12 years later, because St. Luke tells us she stored up all these things in her heart. In other words, she thought deeply about them. Well, in these 10-minute meditations, the preacher is trying to help you to pray about the gospel scene, but often to think more deeply about it. Think more deeply about some aspect of the life of Jesus and some aspect of your own life. Today we're beginning, it's the first day of the third year of 10 Minutes with Jesus. So let's say a little prayer for the 10 Minutes with Jesus team. And Mary, help me to be like you, to be reflective, to think about my life, to think about this marvelous world that God has put me in, and to think about your Son, Jesus. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 16 past the hour. We'll pray the Liturgy of the Hours in just a minute. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, August 23rd, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We pray as one with the whole church now. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
Who is he? The King of glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Lord, do not reprove me in your anger. Punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, heal me. My body is racked. My soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave, who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eye wastes away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all of you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled, and suddenly confounded.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you love mercy and tenderness. You give life and overcome death. Look upon the many wounds of your church. Restore it to health by your risen Son, so that it may sing a new song in your praise.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause. You sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, and have wiped out their name forever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities. Their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in times of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim his mighty works among the peoples. For the avenger of blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord. See my sufferings. You who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion and rejoice in your saving help. The nations have fallen into the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and given judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror. Let the nations know that they are but men.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, when you judge, do not be deaf to the shouts of the poor. Bring havoc to the madness of oppressors. Look at our wounds and save us from the gates of death, so that we may always rejoice in your help and speak your praise in the gates of Zion.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Give me insight, Lord, to know your will.
Then I will cherish it with all my heart.
From the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Wait for me, says the Lord, against the day when I arise as accuser. For it is my decision to gather together the nations, to assemble the kingdoms, in order to pour out upon them my wrath, all my blazing anger. For in the fire of my jealousy shall all the earth be consumed. For then I will change and purify the lips of the peoples, that they all may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia and as far as the recesses of the north. They shall bring me offerings. On that day, you need not be ashamed of all your deeds, your rebellious actions against me. For then will I remove from your midst the proud braggarts, and you shall no longer exalt yourself on my holy mountain. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion. Be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. I will remove disaster from among you, so that none may recount your disgrace. Yes, at that time I will deal with all who oppress you. I will save the lame and assemble the outcasts. I will give them praise and renown in all the earth when I bring about their restoration. At that time, I will bring you home, and at that time I will gather you, for I will give you renown and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I bring about your restoration before your very eyes, says the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In your midst I shall leave a poor and lowly people, and the remnant in Israel will take refuge in the name of the Lord. I shall purify the lips of the peoples, so that all of them may call on the name of the Lord. And the remnant in Israel will take refuge in the name of the Lord.
A reading from an exposition on John by St. Thomas Aquinas, priest. I am the good shepherd. Surely it is fitting that Christ should be a shepherd, for just as a flock is guided and fed by a shepherd, so the faithful are fed by Christ with spiritual food and with his own body and blood. The apostle said, "You were once like sheep without a shepherd, but now you have returned to the guardian and ruler of your souls." The prophet has said, "As a shepherd he pastures his flock." Christ said that the shepherd enters through the gate, and that he is himself the gate as well as the shepherd. Then it is necessary that he enter through himself. By so doing he reveals himself, and through himself he knows the Father. But we enter through him, because through him we find happiness. Take heed. No one else is the gate but Christ. Others reflect his light, but no one else is the true light. John the Baptist was not the light, but he bore witness to the light. It is said of Christ, however, he was the true light that enlightens every man. For this reason, no one says that he is the gate. This title is Christ's own. However, he has made others shepherds and given that office to his members. For Peter was a shepherd, and so were the other apostles and all good bishops after them. Scripture says, "I shall give you shepherds according to my own heart." Although the bishops of the church, who are her sons, are all shepherds, nevertheless Christ refers only to the one person, saying, "I am the good shepherd," because he wants to emphasize the virtue of charity. Thus, no one can be a good shepherd unless he is one with Christ in charity. Through this, we become members of the true shepherd. The duty of a good shepherd is charity. Therefore, Christ said, "The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep." Know the difference between a good and a bad shepherd. The good shepherd cares for the welfare of his flock, but the bad shepherd cares only for his own welfare. The Good Shepherd does not demand that shepherds lay down their lives for a real flock of sheep. But every spiritual shepherd must endure the loss of his bodily life for the salvation of the flock, since the spiritual good of the flock is more important than the bodily life of the shepherd when danger threatens the salvation of the flock. This is why the Lord says, "The Good Shepherd lays down his life, that is, his physical life, for his sheep." This he does because of his authority and love. Both, in fact, are required, that they should be ruled by him, and that he should love them. The first without the second is not enough. Christ stands out for us as the example of this teaching. If Christ laid down his life for us, so we also ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
I will seek out my sheep.
I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark.
My sheep will never perish, and no one will snatch them from my hands.
I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark.
Father, help us to seek the values that will bring us lasting joy in this changing world. In our desire for what you promise, make us one in mind and heart. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
23 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming right up along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. The scribes and Pharisees have been needling Jesus for a long time. And in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, he lets them have it. It's from the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither enter yourselves, nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you traverse sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, if anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools. For which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say, if anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift that is on the altar, he is bound by his oath. You blind men. For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So he who swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And he who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. There is a lot to be said for having someone who walks with you, at least a few steps ahead of you, who knows the way and can guide you. In the interior life, we call that person a spiritual director. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 4, Ordinary Time. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, writes St. Paul to the Christians of Thessalonica. We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, as is fitting, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Thanks to the Holy Spirit's help, the first Christians benefited from the self-sacrificed vigilance of their pastors. The Pharisees, by contrast, were unable to guide the chosen people effectively because, through their own fault, they remained in darkness and laid upon the children of Israel a hard and heavy burden, one which, moreover, didn't lead them to God. In the Gospel of today's Mass, our Lord calls them blind guides, incapable of showing others the right path to follow. One of the greatest graces we can get is to have someone to guide us along the pathways of the interior life. And if we haven't yet found someone to teach us and advise us in God's name in the construction of our spiritual edifice, then let us ask God for it now. Everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. He will not fail to give us this great gift. In spiritual direction, God provides us with a person who knows the way well, to whom we open our heart and who acts as a teacher, a doctor, a friend, a good shepherd in the things that relate to God. That person points out to us the possible obstacles and invites us to strive higher in our interior life and to fight on specific points more effectively. Thanks to the director's help, we are continually encouraged to keep going. We discover new horizons, and our soul is roused to a hunger and thirst for God, which lukewarmness, always lurking nearby, would like to quench. From earliest times, the Church always recommended the practice of spiritual direction as a very effective means of making progress in the interior life. It is very difficult for one to be his or her own guide in the interior life. It can happen very often that the impulses of our nature, the lack of objectivity with which we see ourselves, our self-love, the tendency to be drawn to what we like most or what we find easiest to do, can all tend to obscure the path to God, even though at the beginning it was perhaps very clear. And when that happens, we begin to get bogged down, to get discouraged and lukewarm. A soul without a director is like a kindled coal, which, left by itself, cools instead of burning. He who insists on being left to himself without a director to guide him is like an unowned tree by the wayside. However fruitful it may be, the travelers pick its fruit, and none of it ripens. It is a very special grace from God to have a person who can help us effectively in our sanctification and in whom we can confide in a very human and at the same time a supernatural way. What a joy it is to be able to communicate our deepest feelings so as to direct them to God, to someone who understands us, who encourages us, who opens new horizons for us, who prays for us, and has a special grace to help us. In spiritual direction, we encounter Christ Himself, who listens to us attentively, who understands us, and who gives us new energies and insights to help us keep going. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's time to pray. We join the whole church now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org. A lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful, we join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
To my words give ear, O Lord. Give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God.
It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting.
You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face.
You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests.
But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe.
Lead me, Lord, in your justice. Because of those who lie in wait, make clear your way before me.
No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech.
All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them. In you they rejoice, those who love your name.
It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor, as with a shield.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, all justice and all goodness comes from you. You hate evil and abhor lies. Lead us, your servants, in the path of your justice, so that all who hope in you may rejoice with the Church and in Christ.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory.
For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hands are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Therefore, our God, we give you thanks and we praise the majesty of your name.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord, full of splendor.
The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire.
The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh, the Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare.
The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, glory! The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You live forever, Lord and King. All things of the earth justly sing your glory and honor. Strengthen your people against evil, that we may rejoice in your peace and trust in your eternal promise.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians. Anyone who would not work should not eat. We hear that some of you are unruly, not keeping busy, but acting like busybodies. We enjoin all such, and we urge them strongly in the Lord Jesus Christ to earn the food they eat by working quietly. You must never grow weary of doing what is right, brothers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Lord our God, blessed from age to age.
Blessed be the Lord our God, blessed from age to age.
His marvelous works are beyond compare.
Blessed from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Blessed be the Lord our God, blessed from age to age.
Blessed be the Lord our God. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord our God.
We esteem Christ above all men, for he was filled with grace and the Holy Spirit. In faith, let us implore him. Give us your Spirit, Lord.
Give us your Spirit, Lord.
Grant us a peaceful day.
When evening comes, we will praise you with joy and purity of heart.
Give us your Spirit, Lord.
Let your splendor rest upon us today.
Direct the work of our hands.
Give us your Spirit, Lord.
May your face shine upon us and keep us in peace.
May your strong arm protect us.
Give us your Spirit, Lord.
Look kindly on all who put their trust in our prayers.
Fill them with every bodily and spiritual grace.
Give us your Spirit, Lord.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Father, may everything we do begin with your inspiration and continue with your saving help. Let our work always find its origin in you, and through you reach completion. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Another new day, another new week. Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. You go out now. Make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.